Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Please enjoy this encore presentation of our conversation with Dr. Bob Wise from Concordia Seminary. Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is time to check in with Dr. Bob Wise at Concordia Seminary. Good morning, Dr. Wise.
Good morning to you, Pastor, and all your listeners.
You know what?
A pretty good day today.
I have to share something, much to everyone's probably disappointment. I'm not a pastor. I'm a DCE.
Oh, I thought you were. Nobody ever said anything.
Well, I realized that a gracious listener was so kind and wrote me a nice email last week and addressed me as pastor. And I realized, much to everyone's surprise, I'm not a pastor. I should probably share that. I talk about it on Faith and Family quite a bit, but I guess I realized I don't talk about it much here on His Time. So
no, I never heard that, but I always assume. But that's, don't worry about it. You do a fine job, leading us and guiding us and directing us. So it works out okay.
Well, thanks.
When you're in Christ, we're all, I always tell people, Andy, that, especially when I've gone overseas, I said, it's nice to be see all of my family. And they kind of look at me like, what? And I said, well, we're all baptized into Christ.
That's right.
We're all in the family of God. And then they all sort of look like, that was kind of weird. And I said, no. So that's fine. I did not realize that. So, and I don't go checking up on people.
You're like, where is this guy from?
At any rate, it's nice to know you're still a brother in Christ. So there you go.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Dr. Wise. What do you have for us this morning?
Well, now this is out of the Wall Street Journal. They've been getting into a lot of biotechnology in the last, the last year. And usually on the Friday or Saturday, they put some stuff in here. Now, this one may seem a little weird and different to some of your listeners, but this has to deal with neuroprosthetics. That is, people are pretty familiar with cochlear implants. They've heard some of these things, but they also now have developed retinal implants. They have developed cyber lenses for people that put over their eyes to help them see better. And they've also, of course, developed electronic or electrical stimulation that goes deep into the brain for Parkinson's patients, depending on how far along they are in dealing with Parkinson's. What is happening here, and I guess what I want to focus on, these are all treatments, for certain disorders. And a treatment in medicine, as I've learned from my brother, who's a geriatrics doctor, a daughter, and a son-in-law who are physicians and haven't taught in medicine, treatment is to help in recovery, but not necessarily bring about recovery. The opposite of that, of course, is enhancement. And all of this goes back to what you and I have been chatting about, and that is the first article of the creed, that God has made me and all creatures and given me, he's given me my reason, my eyes, ears, nose, and everything, my senses, and so forth, and preserves all of that. So what we have here now are, what they're working on, are memory chips that will go into brains, not necessarily for treatment, but for enhancement. That is to say, are we really going to be who God has created us to be, say in another, they're kind of looking down the road, maybe 20 or 30 years, and probably will come much quicker, in terms of reading brain signals, which is very, of course, that's where our computer is in one sense, and then interpret these signals in a computer chip and then send them back to you so you can, for example, let's say they put a computer chip in your brain that has nothing to do with a disease or any type of medical issue, but I want to be able to recall things that I have forgotten 10 or 15 years ago. And they put this chip into the brain tissue, hook it to brain nerve cells, and it's already programmed as a memory chip. The memory goes into the chip, into your brain, and it's kind of circular. So it goes from your brain to the chip back to the brain, and now you can start to recall things. Not only that, but then they put information into the brain chip. For example, I want to be a champion chess player. How do I do this? So they program the chip for certain chess moves. And so the effective brain-machine interface of this computer chip then leads you not really to who you are, but who you want to be and what will make you happy. And this is really the whole thing. So that the whole target, of course, is, I'll just read this one, you know, will these devices make our society as a whole happier, more peaceful, more productive? What kind of world might they create? And so when people are augmented, that is improved with these computer chips, are they willing to avail themselves of these brain prosthetics and to live with all of the risks that come with them? Because parents will probably invest in these. Certainly the military, they're working on those. And there is a program in the Pentagon called DARPA where they're working on brain implants and in terms of memory for soldiers. Now, these are for soldiers injured in war, so this is a treat. So what I'm trying to get at, not to be terribly confusing here, is the whole issue of what God has made us to be in terms of, fine, use medicine as a treatment but not as an enhancement. And then secondarily, what is the difference biblically between one being happy and one being blessed? There is a difference, of course. You and I know a lot of people that are happy but are atheists, agnostics, and from the standpoint of being a Christian and what the scriptures say, they certainly are not blessed by God in the context of being in his family. So this is something that I want to bring to your listeners, to the point where, once again, our technology, we have biotechnology in the pursuit of happiness as opposed to biotechnology in the pursuit of treatment.
So using it on a healthy person it is really more for vain reasons. And in tech terms, it's if we're talking about computers, it's kind of like adding or increasing the memory on your computer, or like upgrading the RAM on your computer so that you have more memory to use on the computer. But instead, we're doing it on humans.
Exactly. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. And some people might say, well, what's the big problem with that? You know, and I'm thinking to myself, it's beyond the slippery slope. It's who knows where this will go. But this also deals with stewardship, primarily financial stewardship. Once again, with many of the biotechnologies and reproductive technologies, they're only affordable by wealthy people. And once again, this will only be affordable by wealthy people. And people who would like to use this to enhance themselves, whatever that might mean. I mean, if a child wants to have better memory so that they can do better on their SAT scores or ACT scores or medical admissions college testing for medical school or law school, you know, and they put a memory chip in, well, what happens to, I guess you might say, fairness? I haven't thought much about that word in terms of in terms of the Bible, but God has all of us at different levels, and we're all his creatures. And now people are going to say, well, wait a minute, things are not balanced here, much of like we're getting in the economy today in terms of fairness. And so I just go back to the first article once again for you and your listeners, and even for myself, that God has, you know, what's this going to do? Some people, actually, this is where I guess the final word could come from. People want to put a computer chip in, and this also came out of the Wall Street Journal, that will bring faith to us. Can you believe that? That if you put the computer chip in the right place, in the right part of the brain, then one is going to be more wired for religion, as they call it, which means Christianity in the secular sense, as opposed to one who isn't. So you have somebody who's struggling with, quote-unquote, their faith. Well, let's put a computer chip in, and we're going to make the Bible more alive to your brain so you will believe. And I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me. But that's what they're looking at. But we know from Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of Christ, not a computer chip.
Mm-hmm.
And this all sounds kind of very futuristic, but they're working on this in the Institute for Artificial Intelligence. And so I think this calls all of us to go back to the scriptures, back to creation, back to what God has made us to be, and understand the difference between what it means to be treated and what is human enhancement, because we see this all over the place these days.
I'm curious. You've brought up how this this technology could be used for more vain reasons. Has any research been done in using it in the area of those who for those who suffer from dementia or Alzheimer's or maybe a traumatic brain injury?
Yeah, they have. So far, the only thing that they've been able to do are what's called electronic stimulation with some very, very fine wires that go down deep into the brain. And that's fine for, you know, that's treatment. You know, they do this for heart issues. You know, they have pacemakers and things that can help stimulate the heart and keep it going. And these are all treatments. These are not enhancements. And I think that the whole issue, the difference between treatment and enhancement is enhancement deals with somebody who is doing fine the way they are, but, you know, I don't really like who I am. I want to make myself better looking, better this, better that. We have this already with plastic surgery, enhancement issues, not treatment plastic surgery, but enhancement issues. Because in plastic surgery, the greatest operation is on the nose of children between the ages of 16 and 25. And I mean, you have people putting artificial calf muscles in, and I think your point here of Ecclesiastes, all is vain, and what people are looking at in terms of idolatry, this all goes back to the first commandment, where people, the greatest God we have is self, and this has, you know, some of this will have nothing to do with treatment, but a lot to do with enhancement. And the whole vanity issue, when people get into these brain-machine interfaces, which we've seen some movies on, and where things will go directly into the brain, not for treatment, but to enhance you. So, you know, what about, we have movies out on soldiers. Is it enhancement when you put a brain chip into a soldier to improve their memory and give them better capabilities in fighting? It certainly is enhancement. And some people would say, yeah, but that's our military. No, it will also be used in public. We know this already. So I think that this whole issue of, are we going to be happier and more peaceful and more productive? And what kind of world might this create? I think is going to cause us once again, for some people to say, well, you know, God doesn't talk about this technology, so it must be good. So I think we have to keep in mind here what you have said already, Andy, about what is vanity, what is idolatry all about, and the difference between treatment and enhancement in terms of the first article.
Good point. Excellent point. I think the only exception would be the student who has to take Greek.
I love that. Yeah, they would. I can tell you up front, yeah, I've said this in class, and I said, boy, could they put a chip in for a Greek dictionary, you know? And actually, yeah, they can do what they want to do when they get it there, and they know where to put it, and they just have to hook the nerve lines, as they call them. They're called axons. They have to hook them into the right place with these computer chips. And, yeah, and this is where it's all going. So by the end of the century, they say we will be wired head to toe directly into the cloud, and this is what's going on. Our brain is a much better computer than PC.
We'll check in with you next week, Dr. Weiss.
Okay.
God's blessings.
A little easier, hopefully.
Thanks.
Worldwide KFUO help you get the word out about your next church, school, or organization event. By including your event in the KFUO datebook, it will be announced on the air throughout the day. Send your event information via email to jennyw@kfuo.org. That's jennyw@kfuo.org. Or call 314-996-1515. Be sure to include date, time, location, and contact information. The KFUO datebook is a public service of listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.